should I in addition? I already explained it. Kama makarmus. After a person fulfills the tefillah and the mitzvah, shem chiser be'achad misodo sel v'chalokel ba'ofan shalokima ba'ofan amuvkor yesh v'yodol l'taken es ha'mu'uvos v'lavzol l'kama v'shleimus. So you were in mekayim the mitzvah, not b'shleimusa. You can still be mekayim later b'shleimusa. So writes Rosh Hashanah Shalita. Raya, from the case of the Megillah, according to the Mefarshim, you can be yotzei the Megillah on the 14th, even if you're really a 15th man. Nonetheless, you can make a bracha on the 14th, and you still should read it again on the 15th. It's more of a heder. And he quotes another example. The minig is that you say the psukim and the Megillah out loud, four psukim, so yotzei not be heder, because you already said it. Baal Pet, and then you hear from the Baal Kari, you read it from the cloth. So you see, you can fulfill the extra dimension of Hebrew, even if you fulfill the core mitzvah, even though it seems to be against the Brisker Rav and Avchayim, with the two Asrogim, etc., etc. Well, he thinks maybe he's not against Rav Chayim, because Rav Chayim is referring to a case of Hebrew mitzvah, which is a separate thing. It's Hebrew. Doesn't take away from the Gufa mitzvah itself. But over here, we lack in quote, Din v'inyan v'suya mashayach l'gufa mitzvah, gives example of Malchus across from Shofers, by Shofers, that's what's going on with Tosfos. And more after Matzah. Yeah. And Alasova by Matzah, by after Kof. Those are the three, that's two Tosfos, and Kuf Tetzav and Kuf Chof. There, it's not just a Hidur in there and outside, something more intrinsic and internal. Maybe even the Briskas would agree that you can be a mash of that subsequent to the actual fulfillment of the mitzvah prop. So this is something which I wanted to read you from the original. I'm not sure what his other karma makomas are. Maybe we'll ask the experts where the other karma makomas. Okay, they got them the karma makomas. I don't know where they are. Incidentally, once I was here, so sure enough, what I quoted you from his in the name of Rabbi Weiss is here too, about the union of Haseba. I told you in his name that the reason Haseba, why women don't do Haseba, I had heard in his name, it's very balabatish, because the women are afraid to do a seva today, because according to one version of the Rav Yoh, which we spoke about yesterday, it's dafka not. You dafka not do a seva. It looks like a chole, quotes it over here. So he says as follows. Kevin she'ein hanocha zu the nashi didan chashuva sein hanocha bruo muchlet. This is page Reish Mem Dalet. It's not so clear. Nogu lahakol tefillah to rely on the Rav Yoh, because according to the Rav Yoh, there's even a downside of doing a sefer. That's number one. There's a nupsha. He read it, saw it from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Really, there's no a sefer at all nowadays. No. But minig avosein biyodeinu. By women, there's no minig avosein biyodeinu. Because in the olden days, women didn't do it at all because they weren't chashuvas. Therefore, they don't do it nowadays. That's sharp. I wanted to take it one step further. Maybe, it's just a matter of minig avosein biyodeinu. Remember we had a discussion, that according to some poskim, even if the reason no longer applies, it's a davar shebe minyan, and batel hatam lo batel hadin. Not just a bresh minyan. There were women. We are required to do a seva nowadays because, after all, in Zman HaGemara we were required and we're still required. No ands, no ifs, or buts. We can argue that women are not included in the davar shebe minyan. Why? Because the average woman was potter. And we shouldn't say, well, wasn't an isha chashuva chayav then to say davar shebe minyan by noshim chashuvas? That can change from day to day. She's chashuv now, she's not chashuv tomorrow. Things can. So therefore, there's never no davar shebe minyan when it comes to women. That's what I'm suggesting. A little along the lines of Shlomo Zalman. Atan, the Shirayim from beautiful Agada Milchas Osher. You should look at it. It's fantastic. Ah, beautiful. Okay? But I hadn't even seen it until today. So, beautiful. Baruch Hashem. By the way, we're discussing here in this Sefer. So before I got it, I saw the Milchas Osher on Masechta Pesachim. Also a beautiful thing I hadn't seen in the whole time. Talks here about things we spoke about a long time ago. About what the stam you fulfill the mitzvah, and what the chazal matakin, he has a discussion of that as well, so you should give a look, stam on the shema, it's a whole arichas, but that's not for today. Good.
Kiddush?
We spoke to you about Kiddush too. Yeah, it's a whole long piece about that. Okay, Rabbi Osai, we now have to go on to what we're discussing at the present time, which is Halacha Lamaisa. Let's open up to the Rosh. We talked about the Shir of Kazayas, when it applies, when it doesn't apply. Let's take a look, okay? Please open up to the Rosh, if you don't mind. Simen Chafei. Rosh writes as follows. Remember we left off yesterday. Mishum de mevarek al achilas maror. This is for those who don't remember we left off yesterday. It was page mem beis, column 2, afterwards Gemara. We read the first two lines. This is the third line. Shum de mevarek al achilas maror tzarach sheyochol kazayis. Diyein achilas bepochos mikazayis. A lot of kiddush in the flowing here in this rush. And the simplest level kiddush is the only the kazayas akarpas, which of course the Rambam disagrees with. But the more fundamental and profound kiddush, in a certain sense, is that you get the impression that you wouldn't even need a kazayas for maror, save for the fact that you have to have a bracha of alachilas maror. And therefore, the Shakasari and Simon Kuf, when he quotes this Rosh, says, Halacha Lamaisa, if the Rosh is right, comes to Korach, where there presumably is no bracha, we'll get to that, but it would not be a requirement to have a Kazayas of Mara, wouldn't be required. We mentioned for Reb Chaim and the Avnei Nezer that perhaps we wouldn't even need a Kazayas of Matzah for the Mara, because it's all a Zechel in English, and there it says, the Pshuto, Al Matzah Zerom Yochluhu, going on the Korban Pesach. And although there's a separate thing of Erev Tokel Matzah that you took care of already, so it could be the same as the Mara wouldn't require a Kazayas, so the Matzah al Hechsher de Pisla also wouldn't require even a Kazayas. We had mentioned that as well. He's a Chiddush and Defloim and Dinam Daraisa. Not just a local Dinam of a Kerem and things. This is major Chiddush and Defloim. The Shagas Ari is not so happy with the Rosh. He has a number of questions which he raises, and he suggests the possibility that's not true, that maybe you really would have to have a Kazayas of Moror intrinsically, and it's not just a matter of making the bruch. Okay, so we have to analyze this. This is a fundamental question. Again, let's review. Do you require a kazayas of karpas? That's a small din, relatively speaking. The Rosh says no, and Rambam says yes. And perhaps in the sugi itself, because the Gemara wants to know, we still going to be started seeing yesterday, can it be yotze the Moror and karpas? So it could be lishitosa. That according to the Rosh, you don't require kazayas for maror intrinsically, so you don't require for karpas. According to the Rambam, that you require a kazayas of maror intrinsically, presumably, he's assuming for the minute, so then you would require a kazayas for karpas as well. This requirement of the Rambam, the intrinsic requirement for kazayas for maror, would it be a daraisa or the rabbanon? It's a good question. On a simple level, I would have said, but the rabbanon? The level of Doraisa, the Svara sounds of that. Hamatzah de Rom Yochlu. Yochlu means you eat the Korban Pesach, the Pshuto. So there's no, the word Achil is taka not foul in respect to Mara. So we can say, but the Rabbanon is a requirement of having Kazayas of Mara. Again, intrinsically, even for not for the Bracha. The Bracha is an indication of this Takonas Chazal. But on a level of Doraisa, on a simple level, on a level of Doraisa, you really shouldn't require Mara, Kazayas of Mara. Again, I'm talking now on a simple level. We'll come to the Malumdus as we go. Fine. This is the Yisod. Now, the Shagas Aryeh, in his attempt to argue with the Rosh, throws in a Hekesh. We find there's a Hekesh of Matzah to Maror. The Matzah requires Kazayas. Maror also should require a Kazayas. So Reb Chaim is quoted as answering, no, the comparison of matzah to maror is only the halacha of matzah shehechshera de pisra. That also doesn't require a kazayas. That also doesn't require a kazayas. So the hekesh could be a valid hekesh. Neither here nor there is a kazayas required. That's only a possibility. Oh. There are those who disagree. The Urayim says you have to have a kazayis. The Urayim also seems to count maror as an independent mitzvah, one of the tariyah. The chora two go together. If it's a separate mitzvah, of course it has to have a kazayis. Of course, the question becomes, how can it be a separate mitzvah? Yochlu, right? Yochlu refers to the Korban Pesach. So this may depend, Rabbosai, on the Gemara Kuf Tezvav Amar Al. Take a look at the Gemara. Kuf Tezvav Amar Al. The Gemara says as follows. Omol of Al-Hilel. Halfway down the narrow lines. Shayakorchem Bevasach HaTzvav HaShenema Amas Zemorim Yochlu Hu. So according to him, Yochluhu clearly refers to the Korban Pesach, and in conjunction with the Korban Pesach, you also have to have some matzah and maror. According to Reb Chaim, you wouldn't even need a kazayis there, not even a matzah. Oh, however, that's the opinion of Hillel. And what do Rabbanan say? What do Rabbanan say? Yochlu yekorchem bevasach atzva ochlan chederach shehil ochlan tamaloma. Al matzah simrom yochlu, afilu zebifnei atzmo, ve zebifnei atzmo. What does that mean? So Rashbam explains yochlu kol echad bifnei atzmo, but lo ksiv yochlu, v'ano yadana da pesach koy l'ksiv le'el v'ochlus abasa. So we know it means yochlu hu. Is Marbek, according to the Rashbam Strat, that there is a chiv of achila on Pesach, which is obviously, but also on matzah, and also on maror. So wow, it could be that the Rosh's opinion is not correct, because it may be correct according to Hillel, but do we pass like Hillel? Not necessarily. As you saw, it's a sugan, and exactly how we pass him, right? We don't know who pass like him. According to the Rabbanan, you would require a kazayis intrinsically with respect to the mitzvah mara. The Kilas Yaakov of the Baal Mishkas Yaakov suggests this here on Daf is Chedushim Psachim on Daf Kuf Tesvav, that you would really require a kazayis intrinsically according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, who are arguing with Hillel. This is a major chiddush, which would explain the opinion of the Urayim as an intrinsic obligation to either kazayis of maror, nothing to do with the bracha itself. Oh. So sure enough, I found, this is written the 19th century. Sure enough, and I found this in, this we discussed last time. Here he has it too. Mishmeres Lel Shimurim, a fantastic piece he has on this whole topic. If you want to look it up on the page, Kuf Mem Hei is where it starts. There's a whole pages about this. He says it should depend upon the machlokos between Hillel and the Rabbanan. According to Hillel, Yochlu goes on the Korban Pesach only. According to Rabbanan, we saw with the Rashbam, that the word Yochlu, who, the extra Hevav, tells you that's referring to a chiddush in the Torah, you have to eat matzah, you have to eat maror. Okay, you have to eat both. Okay, so what happens? According to Hillel, the Rosh is right. The maror doesn't say achila, don't because that's for daraisa. According to Rabbanan, there's a chiyuv maror b'fnei atzmo, and would require kazayis. That's the Urayim, he says. The Urayim all the maror is a separate mitzvah. Where do you get it from? He got it from the sheet of the Rabbanon. He looked at it as a separate mitzvah, and therefore, of course, the kazayis midaraisa is an intrinsic din. Fine. This could be another answer to the question we raised yesterday, the Korban of Silence question. Take a look again, just to review, refresh your memories. We saw yesterday, but our memories are weak. Since yesterday, we can forget also. The Korban of Silence os ayin, if I recall. It goes on the previous line. Well, the Rosh seems to contradict himself for Tokeh Nedibra. First he says, Ochla v'lo miskaven is Yotza. And then he says, if you had Mora for Karpas, Tzorech l'havi l'fanav, Mitzvah l'havi l'fanav, Matzah v'chazeres v'charosis. So it's a Tata de Sastri, the Zaka Shtor l'vei Trey. So we gave an answer yesterday, but he's going to give a different answer today. The answer is as follows. Depends if we're talking Hillel according to Rabbana. According to Hillel, you have to bring in the matzah, mara, and charoses in order to fulfill korech. In other words, even though you already fulfilled the original mitzvah at the beginning, ochlevo lefibolo meskaven is yotza, but now you have to bring it in again, not to fulfill mara. You already fulfilled mara during karpas. You have to fulfill korech according to Hillel. So this answer, all the shagas I asked, if you recall, ochlo lechatzoyin yotza. That indicates you have to have a kazayis. The chiddush you eat a kazayis piecemeal the yotze. But according to the Rosh Rabosai, you don't even need a kazayis. So the answer is no. It depends who you go according to. According to Hillel, you don't need a kazayis. But according to the Rabbanon, you would need a kazayis. Right? So that's what he suggested. Even according to Hillel, that you wouldn't need a kazayis with daraisa, you need a mishum because of the bracha. And this indicates, Rabosai, here's the next step. The fact that you need a kazayis, they could have made a takon al mitzvah smara. A mitzvah smara, you don't have to have a kazayis. The fact that they made a takon al achilas smara indicates that the nature of takonas chazal, when they require you to eat smara, even though there's no more korban pesach, is a mitzvah of achila. It's a mitzvah of achila. That's it. A mitzvah of achila. Kachaze. As opposed to the original karpas, the hekel tinokos, no shame achila. And even though according to Hillel v'daraisa, a kazayit, you don't need a kazayit. Now there's no korban pesach. They had an institute as a separate mitzvah of achila. So you need a kazayit. Oh. So fast. Remember the shagas ayas, another kasha. Because the Gemara is enough kuf chof. Now what's the source for matzah b'zman hazeh, Rabosai? Remember? Be'erev tochlu matzos. Frank the Shaka said, no. That should teach you that b'zman habayis, you require a kazayis. How do you know that there's a chiyuv b'zman hazeh? Oh. So the answer is making the following suggestion. Look. Since it applies b'zman hazeh, it must be, Rabosai, a din of achila. A mitzvah achila b'fnei atzma. It's not to do with korban pesach. The fact that it applies b'zman hazeh, which is b'erev tochlu matzos, that itself teaches you that it requires a kazayis. Don't need an extra pasuk to require a kazayis. All you have to know is it's a mitzvah of achila. Once the mitzvah achila, by definition, it requires a kazayis on the level of the rice of the rice by matzah, the level of the rabbana, by mara. Quote that opinion. This is the yisov. Oh. Now, Rav Chisda said, Acha Shemil Kreso, what do you see? He's going back and forth. Do you need a kazayis? You don't need a kazayis. So according to the Rosh, you don't need a kazayis. According to the Ram, you do need a kazayis. As we said before, it depends on the sheet of karpas and the sheet of mara goes together. So how do we pass an halacha l'maisa? We should follow. Don't we follow all kinds of chumras on Seder night? Yeah! But now when the chumra comes at a cost, the reason why the minig is not to be machmir of tabak kazayis of karpas, I both say, remember the small kazayis, but the reason not to be machmir of tabak kazayis of karpas is because you're going to run into a stomach bar of fushes. We spoke about it barichas. If it covers the morrow, you don't need bar of fushes. If it doesn't cover the morrow, you do need bar of fushes. We're going to get to Svegas. You have less than the kazayis. Okay, so there's a reason less than the kazayis. When it comes to korech, even though they require a certain sheetness, you shouldn't require a kazayis, as we just said, halacha lemaisa wa machmir, to require a kazayis. And the Shulchan Aruch says that way, against the rush, to require kazayis of matzah, kazayis of mara for the korech. Ad kan, a bit of an amplification and an elaboration on the source which we spoke about last time. Okay, good. This is the yisod. Now, in terms of the details of that very brisa, which we just spoke about a few minutes ago, Rabbi Osai, take a look back at the brisa to see the expression of the brisa, and then we'll turn to the Shulchan Aruch soon. The expression of the brisa is, again, and you have to be careful with every single word, the brisa says as follows, The Braisa says, a person who eats what we call a chatzoin, achol a chatzoin, is yotza, uvavad shlo yishe ben achila l'chaver to yosef echdechil is pras. The word yotza sounds like the b'di'evit. So this leads to the famous chumrah of the Shulchan Aruch, eat a kazayis at once. Ki echad. Whatever that means. Ki echad. Because here's only we go with the Eber, we want to do things like Hatchila. So the question becomes, how far do we go with this chum? So on a simple level, Rabbi Osai, having a kazayis at one time, is in order to fulfill, we saw before, we quoted the poskim, Pshuto Shom Mikra. We quoted that in the Kora Kodesh, he's supposed to fulfill Pshuto Shom Mikra. It says you have to have his shoe. When it comes to the chalitza, even though the drasha doesn't have to be a shoe, we try to follow the shoes of the ritva to fulfill the pshuta shemikra. Here too, achila stam means mevasachas. The fact that you can achol chatzoyin chliach litzpas biyotze, it's halacha Moshe miSinai. We try to fulfill the mitzvah kipshuto without resorting to the halacha Moshe miSinai. That's the simple pshat in this din, as it's quoted by the Kora Kodesh and other poskim. The Brisker Rav wasn't sure this whole thing is true. We said that one of the sources they bring is from the Mordechai. The Mordechai said you have to have at the one time in your mouth to swallow a kazayis of matzah and a mor and a charoses or whatever the other gears of maybe korban pesach, the two gear souls. It's clear you have to have three at once. That's a pashup shah. That indicates it has to be b'vasachas mamish, swallowed at one time. So the Brisker Rav said no. That's a din only in Korach. Korach requires you have to have three kazayis and keruchim, because the combination requires mevasachas. But to have a kazayis and matzah by itself, there's no rush. You need not swallow at the same time. I have Chief Pesach Frank and Mikra Kol is arguing with the Brisker Rav, the language of the Mordechai. I'm not going into the textual nuances at the present time. Okay, fine. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch with another whopper. This is a whopper, agave whopper. He says you have to have two kazesim kia. Why two kazesim? We'll get to soon. The rabbi requires two kazesim, one from each matzah. We'll come to that. Two kazesim at once. Now you're already, that's mele, one kazesim, mele, two kazesim at once. That's already tough. So the Mogen Avraham starts to, it's enough if you put the two kazesim in your mouth at one time, and you don't have to eat one kazesim at once. Now the Mishnah Berurah added a word to the Magen Avraham, ularaskin, to chew them up at one time. Why? So it's based upon the Chok Yaakov. The Chok Yaakov says that the reason you have to have the two kazeis in your mouth at once is to prevent the shalom hefsek. Because one bracha goes on this, one bracha goes on that. You try to eliminate the hefsek, so you have to put it in your mouth once you start chewing it, so that you're ready, the brachas are ready chal. He quotes the Magen Avraham, quotes from others in the Chos Brachas. It's not enough just to put it in your mouth at once, you should try to somehow chew it at once. Okay, that would be to eliminate the possibility of hefsek based on the shalom. Ram quotes in Kuf Samach Zayin. Once you start chewing, it's already okay. Interestingly, since the Magen Avraham argues on the shalom there, and the footnote the Koray Kodesh is a different pshat based upon the Bach, the Sharatian quotes over here. Bach is worried about Eimavirin ala mitzvahs. And you have to have the prusa should be for lechem oni. So what do? You have to just put it in your mouth. Once you put it in your mouth, it's already the beginning of elimination of Eimavirin ala mitzvahs. You had something from the top matzah in your mouth. You wouldn't have to chew it. Okay, two different interpretations of what this is all about. Now it's interesting, the Magen Avraham, in attempting to prove his point, quotes the Trumas Hadeshim. He says, you only have to have one kazayis. So he asks the question in the Shmeres, it's the following question: what are you talking? That's not right. The Trumas Hadeshim holds you only have to be yotze with one kazayis. That's a kazayis for achilas matzah. And the other kazayis because that's for the Suas Yatav Lecha Mishnah, doesn't even require a Seva. So he knows 100%. The Rishonim knew what they were doing. The later Rishonim. He said, if the Suah, the top matzah is the Lecha Mishnah, the middle matzah is the Achilas matzah, the prusa, the mitzvah matzah. So there's no problem for him. Of course, we only have to have one kazayas for vasara. So we're not exactly sure. It's the top matzah, the bottom matzah, which is which. We'll get to. So therefore, we should try to have two kazayas for vasara. So he can't bring me a right from the Trumas Hadeshin. That's his ha'ara. Okay, it's a good ha'ara. It's an excellent ha'ara. We have to discuss some more details as far as this is concerned. But the primary ha'ara, I think, is the important distinction between eating and swallowing. That to swallow at one shot is really, I found that, I told you in Rabbi Avadya Sefer, either impossible. Remember, we had 9 drams. 9 drams, we said that's the shear of half a kibbutz. You can't put a half a kibbutz with a matzah in your base of li at one time. He calls it impossible. I say, if it's possible, there's a shal shloka derech achila to eat that way. So they never forget about it. I wanted to suggest, arrive from here, at the Iker Deya, in the Shulchan Aruch, what's a kazayas? A kazayas is a kazayas is a kazayas. Not a epic debate, just what looks like an olive. Such a small amount that you could put the one kazayas, probably even two kazayas in the base of Leah at one time. Especially the tiny, tiny one, 3 cc's with the smallest version that we had. So you could put 6 cc's in your base of Leah at one time. It's not much, not more. A quarter to a fifth of a shot glass. It's not so much, right? So therefore, that's what I think the Shulchan Aruch really holds. Okay. Nonetheless, he talks about somebody who can't do it. Why can't he do it? Because he can't. He just can't put so much in. Everyone has their different abilities and capacities to swallow. It's interesting. Shulchan is big. He says, the whole thing doesn't even begin to exist. He says, biyachad means without a break. Not bevasachas, without a break. Ochle lechatzon yotzim, it's only b'diyeved. If you took, you stopped. Now it's 1:30. So you start having, you have a half a kazayas now. And then at 1:32, you have another half a kazayas. That's only b'diyeved. But if I should just keep eating straight from now to 1:32, 2 minutes straight, just keep eating, this, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, would work even lechatchila. I ask Akasha, how can it be that a person can't put two kazayas in his mouth? What do you mean? It's possible. People have to take a break. They can't just keep eating. Just keep eating. You know, some people, their body will rebel. Eat. Probably when you were a youngster, they taught you to have a little more manners than that. Can't eat so much at once. So he's not used, his body's not used to just keep eating and eating and eating and eating. So he can't do it. That's what I thought is the explanation of the Aruch HaShulchan's explanation. It's not incompatible with the Mechaber statement that some people can't put two or one kazayas in their mouths at once. You can't do it. You can't. It's just impossible to do it. So to swallow it and never even to put it in is difficult for some people. Okay, Rabosai. So therefore, although the poskim say you should try to put so much in your mouth at once, my view is, for that chumrah, it's enough to take the tiniest kazayas. So you take even if it's a small kazayas, just a small teeny shear, that you can have a kazayas at once. But the biggest shear you have to put in your mouth at once is also not so much of a derech achila. It's really impolite. And therefore, what do we say? It came out that pays up to go? It's out?
Yeah.
So even on smaller shears, what did it say? What percentage of a hand matzah? Quarter, something like that? Fifth? Put a fifth of a half mouth, you have two kazayas at once. It's impolite, and it's difficult to do. Really, it's almost a shaloka derech achila. So I don't think even just swallowing at once, even putting your mouth at once, I would say for that chumrah, which is really not required, suffice with the teeniest, weeniest shear of smallest kazayas, and then you probably do put one, or probably even two, in your mouth at once if you. You know, if you eat like a yeshiva bach, you eat like a lady, forget about it. That's not going to happen. But we eat like a yeshiva bach, that we're allowed to do. But not like Vilna Chayes. No, Oh, it should be shalom gederach. Yes.
How much does a small kazayis come out to in terms of proportion?
Look, we had a kazayis. If we thought a kazayis, we took a shear. What was it? 22 something cc. Right? That's what we thought was a shear. We thought that came out to, I don't know, it depends on how many. It's the chart's there. Okay. Depends on how many matzahs you have to a pound. When you see how many you have, before the Seder starts, you'll be able to figure out from there. So let's say about a fifth, for argument's sake. Just pick a number. So in terms of the smaller version, so the biggest version of the smaller version is one third. It's 7.5 instead of 22.5. That's the bigger version of the smaller version. That's what the Midas of Shiur Torah says. But the smallest version he quotes over there is 3 cc's. That's less than half of that. So you're talking about 1/15 of a matzah or 1/40 of a matzah. Everyone puts that in his mouth at once. Even the ladies would do that. At least a 40th of it is a smaller one. So okay, so then we go to this chumrah with that smallest kazayis. We'll combine chumrahs over here. Okay, Rabbos, fine. This is in terms of Achila Lechatzoyim. Fine. Good. What about the whole deal of having a kazayis, this matzah, kazayis, that matzah? The Mishavur says, where did it come from? Where did it come from? We don't know where it comes from. Why should a kazayis in each matzah? There are two approaches. One is Rabbosai, the approach of Rav Yosef Tuvela, quoted here in Tosfos, which reduces the issue of chavilos into our sugya. We had that famous poem we kept reading. Chavil, I mean, you shouldn't do two mitzvahs at once. So therefore, what you require is a kazayas for sudas yontif, which is from the top matzah, it's also a mitzvah. And a kazayas for the mitzvah of achilas matzah, from the middle matzah. The mitzvah writes, ideally, you should have a kazayas from the prusa for every person around the table. It's very hard to do. Even in, maybe this, within the smaller version, so you give everyone at least a little bit, give everyone at least a little bit of the prusa, at least have the small version of kazayis from the original matzah which you broke in half, and the bigger half you put away for the hafakom. So about the smaller half, even if I'm right that it's a kazayis is a fifth of a matzah, you can't give it to more than one other person. If you go with the smaller ones, which are much smaller. Then you can give out to everybody at least a little piece of that middle matzah to everybody. All this is not ma'akev, of course. In any event, Rabbosai. So therefore, there could be a pas of chavilas. You have to have two kazesim. One for sudas yontif, and one for the mitzvah matzah. And as the Shulchan Aruch said, if you can't eat them both at once, you eat the from the top matzah first, because the top matzah called the rov poskim is the hamotzei lechem and aretz goes on that. You have to make it has to come first because the birchas and then an issue. El achilas matzah goes in the middle matzah, which you eat second if you can. Mini Yisrael is to take a little bit of each and put them in your mouth again as best we can together, even if you're doing it in smaller quantities. That's our mini. The Tosef starts jumping, attacking there of Yosef Tuvela with a whole bunch of kashas, some here, some in Bracha, some in the Mordechai. What about Kiddush? Kiddush, you're making a bor for a guffin and a mekadesh haShabbos on the same cup of wine. So the Netziv, in his introduction to the Haggadah, says, no, there it's one and the same. Because the bor for a guffin of Kiddush, not just the same plain birchas and then, it's an integral part of the Kiddush. That's no kash. What about the shalah of Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda says, you make two brachas on the first kazayas of Moror. Which you're having is karpas. You make a bore priyadama and an al-achilas mara. So we can say now, again, like if you take the standard shot, which we pre-yesterday, that you're not fulfilling two different inyanim on the same kazayas. Why? Because the first kazayas is only for the achilas, the bore priyadama, it's a heker. And it's the second kazayas, an hour later, that fulfills for you the mitzvah of what? Mitzvah of achilas mor. So you're not fulfilling two mitzvahs the same kazayas. We said yesterday it's a little bit more complex. Yesterday we suggested you're certainly fulfilling the mitzvah the first time around, just not with all the kiyumim, with all the special editions, for example, of matzah after mor, etc., etc. So I don't know. You have to figure out the chavilas. Maybe since you plan to fulfill the mitzvah b'hiduro later on. Now you're just fulfilling the core mitzvah. So maybe it's not such a big issue of chavilas when you're fulfilling the bar per adama and alachilas mara with the initial desires. You have to think about that a little bit. But now, sorry?
It seemed like Rav Asher, that at the beginning of Shira talked about, that eventually you're going to do the details of the...
Right, so I'm suggesting that the details are going to come later on. Maybe there's no chesaron of chavilas, even though the basic mitzvah you already fulfilled the first time around, the Arai of the Broch. So, I don't know if the expert of chavilas. I'm not an expert in the sugi of chavilas, but it certainly is an issue according to this understanding, which we didn't deal with last time. That's why we went to the simple pshat, that you weren't yet kavanah to be yotzei the first time around. That's what we thought, but okay, but it's sayable. So that's the issue of chavilos, according to this, it's related potentially to Kiddush, potentially to Maror, potentially to Matzah, and some say Bechlal does not apply with Birchas Hanenin whatsoever. Why is Birchas Hanenin a mitzvah? Well, it is a mitzvah. The poskim say you should be careful with the chef social mitzvah, you shouldn't throw it around. So it has some kind of a status of a mitzvah. We saw, remember, Rav Shechta Shlip and Eretz HaTzvi talked about this in some detail in his Sefer. Now let's get back to the original question, which is, how many matzahs do you need on Seder night? Big time fight. Good, they really fight this one out. Do you need a total of two or a total of three? It has a lot to do with the Gemara in Masechta Brachos Lamed Tes, which is also quoted here in a little bit in Pesachim, in Tosfos, and even in the Gemara a little bit, about what do you do? How do you manage with the various haklamodim out of the Pesach, Shemeniach, Prusa, V'toch Shlema, Ubotzeya? What exactly does that mean? What do the words mean? Very nice words. Prusa, V'toch Shlema, Ubotzeya. What exactly are you doing? How do you handle that? How do you do it? So, there's a big machlokas among the various Rishon. The Mordechai talks about it at great length. Is it true that you require two Shlemas for the Mishnah or not? Av kind of prusa, which is a lush of the Gemara, the very last line over here, kuv tezvav amid beis, but ani beprusa, av kind of prusa, top one of kuv tezayin amud aleph, the posh of shat, that goes in the hamotzi, dagla shalani, right? My dagla shalani, on eats bread all year long. That's a chiddush. But that's the way the pshat. The simple pshat, which is called the first pshat, the primary pshat, the majority pshat, is no, not at all. Hamotzi goes on the lechem mishnah, which is shalem, and alachilas matzah goes on the prusa, and presumably you have to have a third matzah on the bottom to make the lechem mishnah. That's what Rov Rishonim hold. It's interesting. Rabbeinu Yonatan has a third view. Both brachos, he says, go on the prusa kipshuta. Despite that fact, you have to hold the lechem mishnah. You have to have two and a half matzahs. The two are just there for show. But they're there for show in order to discharge your obligation of lechem mishnah, even though you didn't need it. That's fascinating. Or, again, if you look at the Big Day Yeshua discussion, maybe you can fulfill the lechem mishnah by the fact that you had two matzahs there at the beginning. That's enough. Even though at the end there are no two. It's also an interesting possibility. We have the Netziv. We like the Netziv. The Netziv says that a shver, a bitzel of alajna, would fulfill lecha mishnah with two slices of bread. Because that's considered, that's shalim. Who defines shalim? The baker. Right now it's shalim. The only time it's not shalim is you broke it right now. You break it right now, that's going to be a chasaron in shlemus. So as a matter of fact, he says, the koan to the Rambam, Rambam's of the opinion, on Pesach, Yedavka should not have Lechem Mishnah. Because Lechem Oni, explains Barichas and Perkes, takes away from Lechem Mishnah. The only way to do that is to break it right there. The Rambam didn't hold from Yachatz. He broke it right there. But if he would have broken it by Yachatz, by the time he got around an hour later to wash, it's already considered Shalom. It's been Shalom for an hour in this way. That's a Netziv's unusual take on this sugya. According to the meaning that we have, why do you have to have yachatz? Because we have combined two drashas chazal, lechem shalom v'varam harbe, with Madaka Beprusa. I said it on my own. I found that the Shulchan Aruch Rav says this combination of the two drushes of Chazal. Fine, that's our minute. We have a yachatz. And then there were different customs. The Re didn't want to change the custom too much. The Re, apparently the custom was to worry about chavilos. The Re would break a little bit. They really break it completely, because the Re's own view was there's not a problem of chavilos whatsoever. He made both brachas on both matzahs and no problem. That was the Re's view. But he was afraid, he didn't want to go against the Minhag HaOlam, so he broke a little bit, then broke it completely, etc., etc., etc. Fine. The Ravan is the opposite shita, which is quoted in Mishnah Berurah as well. Hamotzi goes on the Prusa, Achilas Matzah on the Shlem. Whoa. Exactly the reverse. Exactly the reverse of what we consider to be the majority view. And that could be the reason why you have to have two kazesim, since you're not sure which is which. Let's assume that for the Hamotzi, the Mishnah Berurah's kash. You don't even have to have a kazakhs. We gave a teretz before chavilas. Not that because that's a sudas yad, which is a separate thing according to those poskim who require lecha mishnah. Oh, a different var. Really, the hamotzi, you don't have to have a crumb. But we're not sure what the hamotzi is. Is hamotzi on the top and the chilas matz on the bottom, middle, which is the majority view, or faket? So you have to have a kazayis from each matz, because you don't know which matz is the alachilas matzah matz, not the hamotzi matz. So that's another shot as to why you have to have a kazayis from each. I did see, by the way, in Rav Asher Weiss the Sefer, he talks about this. He says, doesn't mean that you have kavod to be yotze only with the one you make alechilas matzah. Then, because he has the kashi, he wants it to shear. The whole tumah of the shear has to be. So we said, look, the whole shear of having two kazesim is the rabbanon. So you don't have to double the shearim again. The mechaba has a din. The Mishnah Berurah has to double the shear because there's another Behuda. So we said, you don't have to double the shear of two kazesim. Double of one kazakhs. Frank Rabbi Asher Weiss, what do you mean? But they only have to want to be yotzi one of them, whichever the Achilas Matzah is. So he says, doesn't mean that. Of course, you'd be yotzi with everything. I like this. We yotzi with every piece of matzah, of course, you'd be yotzi 100%. The detail in Hilchas Brachas, it goes on this. And therefore, in Hilchas Mitzvah Matzah as such, certainly you can combine from the top one to the middle and the middle one. So if you have between the two of them, the biggest shear of kazayis, you yotzi the chi of Daraisa for sure. And don't tell me not Mechamet to be out to the mitzvah. These two positions of Rosh Hashanah are not unrelated to each other. He's a practical man. Good. Good. Fine. This is how, what we do. It's interesting that the Ran quoted a Rav Haigo that you're allowed to make a brach on a prusa. It's a new word. You're allowed to make a brach on a prusa. This is a chiddush. You're allowed to make a brach on a prusa. What does that mean? There's no din of prusa? He says, no din of prusa. If you want, it means Rav Kuva the Yara, which is also lechamoni. That's his sheet. Right. It's interesting that the Rav Yosef Tuvelim in his Yotzer says, you do yachatz, ve'ein brocha imo. Implying that it is a bit of a mitzvah. Maybe every bit of a mitzvah really would apply. In fact, as a havmi to make a brocha on yachatz, that's quite a remarkable thing. Again, our meaning is to break the matzah at the beginning, because to say Holach Manya and turn the matzah zu later on this, but there were those who only broke it right before they ate it. They didn't combine the two drushes of Chazal, apparently. Okay. Much more to be said, we're trying to be Mekatzah. One final twist. What happens if Pesach was out on Shabbos, according to those who don't require Lecha Mishnah all week long? See, the key word is required. If you don't require Lecha Mishnah all year long, all week long, on Shabbos, presumably, you would require it. You would require it. Which is the opinion of the Bahag. However, the Rav Yoh says no. The Rav Yoh presumably holds not the Pshat that you don't require Lecha Mishnah on Seder night. Your Badafka should not have your Lecha Mishnah. The Badafka din of Prusa. So we already spoke at the very beginning of the year. There's a positive din that you require it on Pesach all week long. You require it on Pesach, Shulchan B'Shabbos as well. There's no independent Shabbos separated from Pesach. If it's only that you're allowed to have a certain din, Well, these allowances only apply on Yontif when it's Chol, and it's not applied on Yontif when it's Shabbos. Remember, we spoke about a long time ago about fasting Rosh Hashanah. It's just you're allowed or it's required in half a day. Same thing applies over here as well, if I am correct. Okay. Ad kan this nekuda. That's how a minik. We take three matzahs. It's two and a half by this time. We make two brachas. We drop the third matzah because we don't need like a mishnah anymore. Then we make a bracha of al achilas matzah with the one and a half in our hand. We take a little bit of each. Ideally, a kazayas from each. And we eat it. Biyachad is whatever biyachad means. We spoke about it before. A little bit at a time. Don't do it any shalok and erach achila. That's our minig. That's minig Yisrael. That's minig Yisrael to the best of my understanding. Fine. Now, both sides, we're moving on. We finished half our shiur for today. We must move. The next topic is Korech. So Korech, we see here in the sugya, we know it's a question of Rabbanan and Hillel. And the question is, what do each of them hold? Before we get to how we pass it, what do Rabbanan hold, what do Hillel hold? It's not completely clear what each of them holds. We're not going into the details of mitzvah about the zuzu, not about the zuzu. It's clear in the Gemara that Hillel requires Korech and Rabbanan do not. What's not clear, can you be Yotze according to Hillel without Korech? Tosfos says yes, the first of Tosfos over here. Even according to Hillel, he says, B'diyevet nafikilo Korech. Last full line of Tosfos, Ella Omar. Other Rishonim to say, no, absolutely not. The Rabbein David, the Ran, no. According to Hillel, if you don't do Korech, you're not Yotze at all. It's the Ikuva. That's a very, very fundamental dispute. Within Hillel, is it Mahakim in the Evan or not? We'll come back to that in a minute. But in terms of, according to the Rabbanon, may you do Korech? Also not clear. Some say Mevatla Zuzu, and you may not do Korech. Some say it's not Mevatla, you may do Korech. You don't have to do Korech. Even the Chathil, you don't have to do it. There could be three Shinas in Tanoim, somebody said. According to Hillel, it must be Korach. According to Rabbanon, it's not allowed to be Korach. And according to the middle Shita, take your pick. They're both okay. Yeah. The whole discussion again in the various Rishonim as to what's the din of Korach. We already spoke about the Kazayas and not based on a different than the earlier discussion. But now we come to discuss something which is quite remote, a fascinating discussion. For both sides, the Shulchan Aruch says, don't talk between Al-Achilas Matzah and Korach. Why not? The Pashup Shat, why not? Because after all, the brachas of Matzah Mara refer to the Korach as well, and therefore you're not supposed to talk between the time you make a bracha and the time you fulfill the mitzvah. However, there's another approach. Other approach is, Korach does not require a bracha. It's not the Pshat, the bracha of Matzah and the bracha of Mara go on Korach. No requirement. The simple reading of the Gemara is that way. The Gemara says as follows. The end of the first wide line on Kuf Tezvah. What do you mean below bracha? It is a bracha. The matzah mara already took care of it. You say, well, it's not a new bracha. We have to have a new bracha. What's the have mean? A have mean of a new bracha? So, yes. What did we say Shiri yesterday from Rabbi Weiss, Shalita, that you can fulfill an extra kiyum after you finish the first mitzvah? I'll tell you, at least a half a mina, an exap sofer. I looked it up this before, it's on my desk. If you look it up, it's in Simon Kuf, Lamed Hey, Va'ayin. It's in the top of the second column, you'll see it there. A half a mina, catch this, it goes so far beyond a prime. If a person took an Esrig plane, then you find an Esrig Mehuda. The Ksav Sofer has a Lashon, you're required to pick up the Esrig Mehuda. You should hear the mitzvah. And then he suggests at one point, you can make a bracha, a second bracha. Pillay, ploy. He doesn't say it at the end, but that's a Havamim. So one could have said, here too, it's below bracha. You might have thought, right? You might have thought you're making one bracha al achilas matzah, and then another bracha al achilas mar, and then a third bracha of al achilas matzahs and rorim, as the Rama has in Nuchas Chometz and Matzah. So, that you don't do, Kamash, that the bracha goes on it. Okay, that's one way to say pshat. But the simple pshat is there's no bracha whatsoever. That's the simple pshat of the Rambam too, and of the Gemara. So the question is, who's right? The Shulchan Aruch seems to say that the bracha of matzah and maror go on the korach, right? Because it's true we have a principle that once you begin the mitzvah, there's no real chashash of hefzik. I have not yet begun to fight. The Maral Mi'prak says in Samach Gimel and Gurus Hashem, you haven't started yet. All you did so far was you had a kazayas of matzah, but you have to have kids together, matzah and maror together. You never think together. You haven't even started yet. That's what it appears. It's called to those authorities. Okay. So the Bir Halacha says, you know, I'm opposed to what it says in Shulchan Aruch to say the word Zeichel the Mikdash Chilul before you went to Korach. That itself is Hefsek. Is it Hefsek or not? It all depends upon this Lomdus. If the Pshat is that when you are fulfilling the mitzvah of Korach, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Matzah and Mara per se, then it's a Hefsek. But if not, you already fulfilled Matzah, you already fulfilled Mara, according to some Hillel said, you already fulfilled everything. The only reason we're doing Matzah and Mara together is a pure Zeichel Limitish, pure and simple, not a mitzvah of the Rabbana, but a Zeichel Limitish only, then it doesn't require a bracha. It doesn't require a bracha at all. We mentioned a piece from the Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav says that there are two kinds of Zeichel HaMikdash. There's Lulav, we fulfill the mitzvah of Lulav, Zeichel HaMikdash. That's a real mitzvah of the Rabbanah. The reason is Zeichel HaMikdash. But some mitzvahs, the mitzvah is different, and then the entirety of the mitzvah is not considered Lulav of the Rabbanah, or ex the Rabbanah. The nature, the name of the mitzvah is Zeichel HaMikdash. The name of the mitzvah is Zeichel HaMikdash. So the risk of, then and only then, must we say, Rabbi also, the magic words telling us this is Zeichel HaMikdash, because otherwise you might not realize it. It's not just based on the history of the Mikdash. The entire Kiyum, we mentioned the Rosh Chodesh of Basra, Tidbak Lashon L'chikin Lois Karechi, the Peh, the nature of the mitzvah Zeichel HaMikdash, it's a say-so. Where do you find it in Tarsus? Where do you find it? In Megillah by Sefiras Omer. We said Sefiras Omer, so it's not just that the Din Rabbanan. No, the entire nature is Zeichel HaMikdash. According to one man, the Yomar, it's a different fulfillment. They used to say Yomim and Shavuos, we only do Yomim. Even though we pass, you do Yomim and Shavuos. It's not because that's the Din Darais, the Rabbanan would have it. It's only Din Rabbanan, but it's only a Zeichel HaMikdash. A different kind of, we don't have any korbanom anymore, it's a different matzias. So therefore, Rabbi Osai, you say the word Shibana based the Mishmer of Yomena, or Rabbi Yaakov Avodah based the Mishmer of Koma, whatever you say, which is quoted in Tosef Masechta Megillah. So to over here, Zeichel the Mishmer Kehillah, why do we say it? That implies it's just, didn't say it anymore, you have to say it. The Mishmer Ruth thought you didn't have to say it in the first place. No, you do have to say it, because the entire idea is Zeichel the Mishmer. But! As I told you last time, what you can do is what the Mishnah Brioch applies in the half a line, say it afterwards. As we do in my house, we should cover the Mishnah Brioch. We say Zeichel and Mikdash afterwards. I say it's too late. No, it's not too late. Because in the paradigmatic case of Sfira, say Shibana Mesa Mikdash or Rachman Yachim Mesa Mikdash after you already finished the Sfira. So too, after you finish the imbibing, the Korech, you can say the magic words Zeichel and Mikdash and it still counts. As a Zeichel HaMikdash, that's what we had suggested. But this is an interesting question, whether in point of fact, Korach for us is pure Zeichel HaMikdash, or perhaps Korach for us is the fulfillment of the original mitzvah, the mitzvah Matzah, the mitzvah Maror, per se, as such. This turn may depend a little bit on whether the original Geirus was Pesach Matzah Maror or Matzah Maror. It's Pesach Matzah Maror, more likely to be a plain Zeichel HaMikdash, and if it's Matzah Maror, then a better chance you're actually fulfilling the mitzvah. So I want to add a word which we didn't have last time. Again, this is coming from the Sefer Mishmeres El Shemurim. There's a following fascinating insight. I never picked this up, but the tour quotes two Rabbeinu Yechiels in a row. I never put them together in my mind. He does. the Rabbeinu Yechiel's Mesupim, do you require a seva for Karuch? Rabbeinu Yechiel is the same one who says, don't talk. He says, the two go together. He says, why shouldn't you have to have a seva for Karuch? Hillel did a seva. Why shouldn't we? So he has a very interesting pshat within Rabbeinu Yechiel. Pshat is as follows. If it's a pure Zechel and Mikdash again, then you require Haseva, that's Hillel. But maybe, listen carefully, maybe Korach for us is the way we fulfill the mitzvah of Mara, just as Hillel did. And since Mara does not require Haseva, therefore we do not do Haseva. Whoa. What does that mean? Maybe we fulfill the mitzvah of Maror only in Korach, again according to the opinion of Hillel, because after all, Maror is the Rabbanon, Korach is the Rabbanon. Tosin discusses a mitzvah of Atla Zuazu, mitzvah of Marbis of Korach. So it's possible, if Hillel is right, we only fulfill the level of the Rabbanon. We fulfill the mitzvah of Mara only in Korach. So therefore, what you're really doing with Korach is something much more important than just a mitzvah of Korach, which is a Zechel Mikdash. More than that, this is our fulfillment and level of Rabbanan of the core mitzvah of Mara. Now when it comes to Matzah, it's different. So when it comes to Matzah, we pass it as a mitzvah d'oraisa. So of course you fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa already in we had the first Kazakhs. When it comes to Mara, which is put under Rabbanah B'zman Hazeh, maybe we don't fulfill it until Korach. If that's the case, we both say Korach, if this is true, is a fulfillment potential to Fihilel of the core mitzvah of Mara. The Rabbanah said, does Mara require a Seba? Yes or no? No. So Rabbi Nechiel says, maybe you shouldn't do a Seba when it comes to Korach, because in Korach you'll fulfill the mitzvah of Mara. Not matzah. Matzah is fulfilled for sure in the first kazayis. Mor not for sure. Since Mor is only the Rabbanon, maybe the only attack on the Rabbanon in the banner of Zechel and Mikdash. That's a fascinating concept. The two Rabbeinu Yechiels go together. Wow. That's amazing. It's interesting. The Gra said so. I didn't pay attention. He shows the Gra. The Gra is in Siman Tov Ayin Hey. Siv Koton Tesvov. What does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? You shouldn't speak between the brachas and what? And the Korach. Why? The holy Hillel lo yotza ela bezu v'have hefsek. That's what it says. V'have hefsek. Since it means your mamash na yotze. What do you mean na yotze? Mata derais yasur na yotze. No. Mor derabbanan. You're not Yotze, because Mor Rabbanan, when they made a Takana, Smorg went to Hillel, the Takana would only apply in the case we had Matzah and Mor together. This is what he says, chat. The fact that the Rabbeinu Yechiels are somehow connected. Of course, the question becomes, so why can't you talk after Al-Achilas Matzah? We already saw that one of the Mefarshim suggested, Pichadosh, you're allowed to talk after Al-Achilas Matzah. You just can't talk after Al-Achilas Mor. But the Shulchan Aruch seems to be machmer. You shouldn't talk even after Al Achilas Matzah. Right? I already also mentioned Matzah the Raisa for sure. As well, maybe there's even an additional level of a mitzvah Matzah b'drabbanan b'kricha, and therefore you shouldn't talk after Al Achilas Matzah either. That's what he suggests. Remarkable. These are things which we hadn't thought about the first time around because I hadn't seen this beautiful saying. Adka, any question about us? I'm talking very fast. It's already an hour into the shiur. I have some questions, so we should come up for air for a minute. Yes?
If you don't make a bracha on Korach, are you allowed to talk in between Matzah and Korach?
None of us make a bracha on Korach.
I'm saying if you hold that, according to that, stop.
Right, that's exactly the point. If it's only a Zechel and Mikdash, then there'd be nothing wrong with talking between the brachas on Achilas Matzah and Mechilas Mor and Korach. The first time I heard this Kiddush, Rabbi Shech the Shalita said this Kiddush on his own, over 40 years ago. Yeah, it was a Chag HaSmicha, it was a famous day in the history of the yeshiva. Not going to it right now. Back in right before Pesach, 1970. We're talking now 41 years ago. Now Shech Toshida was one of the official Mosmochim then. He was the Chuba to say Ashir and Russia, and he said this. Now it's been printed already in a few different Svarim, but at that time I don't think it was printed anyway. That it's against the Bialocha. The Bialocha is assuming that the Bracha goes on Korah. He said, no, Zechel HaMikdash, no Bracha. Fascinating. Okay, so this is and I'm adding, if it's Zechel HaMikdash, you can fulfill the verbal requirement after you finish the rise from Sphere. That was maybe I can't know what he said exactly then. Ask him, but it's been a long time. Okay, well, so it's more than 41 years ago since I heard that. But it's probably one of the Svarim. So maybe it's there. I don't know for sure. Okay, let's now get down to some of the nitty gritty, I'm going to say. Nitty gritty. The Gemara is over here on the Kuf Tetzvah of an Alf. Kol Shetibulu B'mashke Sorach Netilis Yadayim. Okay, you require Netilas Yadayim. This is talking about the Karpas. Okay? And the Gemara discusses the question that not only do you require Netilas Yadayim for what? For Karpas, but not till Yadav is at Kuf Tadam Adayim, the 10th line. Not till Yadav Betibul Rishon, not till Yadav Betibul Sheni. So the obvious question which all the Mefarshim raised, Betibul Sheni, what about the requirement for Netilas Yadayim for the matzah? The matzah, that tibul sheni. The matzah itself requires an atila sedayim. It's an obvious question which all the mefarshim suggest. Some say mitein achinamit, what it means. The rokeach says no, because matzah you don't require. He's like, what? Matzah not? You know why? Only a kazayis. Only kazayis. That's less than the kabetz. You don't require quite a remarkable chiddush. He took his asin. So he really took his asin. Maybe he didn't took his asin. Maybe his took his asin was less than Shira Kaveitza. Maybe he ate them at separate times. Maybe, for example, Achilles Pras. After his matzah, his korach, his afikomen. A lot of maybes we had over here to discuss this issue as to whether the Netilas Sedayim was required for the Kazayas matzah. Or not. It's obviously, it's a bit of a tumult whether it requires or doesn't require it. This is something which is a serious question. I should add for you that the karpas itself required until now is a chiddush. And the Taz Manish Tal has done a kol alelus, and the Mishnah Berurah backed out from his psak in kuf. Kuf Nun Ches, I think, he paskin that less than Kazayas does not require bracha by the Tibula B'mashke. And he backed out because of the Torah. The Torah says less than Kazayas Karf, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, and still require Netilas Yadayim. But L'dayim V'edat Nerechava. And we suggested no! But the Netziv, again, is in the intro to the Haggadah, we had the whole Tzedanai, one big Zeichel HaMikdash. So we wear white, big day kahuna. That's how we wash until it's a dying, and we don't do it all year long and make it like the toasters and brachas. Oh, if that's the case, we can suggest it's only a Zechel and Mikdash. Number one, in some places, only the Baal HaSeder washes, not the rest of the other. Number two, we wash, even though we were using a fork, use a fork to pierce your pepper or your whatever you use, your celery or your parsley, whatever you're using. You really don't need the Tilis of that. And therefore, the Lesser Kazayas, you also need it. Doesn't matter. We do as Eichel and Mikdash. The Mishnah Berurah didn't have to back out. Eichel and Mikdash. That was really, we don't do it all year long, many of us. That's a different take on the Tilis of Dayan for Karpas itself. As far as the Tilis of Dayan for the Matzah and the Morah subsequently, with respect to the Morah, it's a question of Hefsek. And it could be it's a Hefsek Halah, go to the Hefsek only with respect to Yadayim. Because Yadayim are Skodius. But what might not be asked with respect to the other brachas, we spoke about this already in terms of the Bar Pre-Adama, for Karpas and Maror. We spoke about the Bar Pre-Gofen for the first and second coast. It's not so posh as an epsic for everything. Okay. This is a brief overview of the Tilis Adayim at the Seder, which is not just a din, which tells you specifics about the Tilchus Tilis Adayim. That's not our main view. But it also tells the Chidushim in terms of the nature of the various requirements over here. The Mordechai seems to say, if you have in mind from the very beginning to keep your hands clean, you should make a bracha on the Tilis Adayim by Urchatz, and you don't require Rochatz at all. So the Svarim said, Mishnah Berurah already says the Gevalt. So if the person was sitting at the same table the whole time, it's a problem. Maybe it's going to be a bracha levatala when he makes a bracha when on the Tilis Adayim, because he already washed his hands Urchatz an hour ago and he kept his hands clean. Maybe it should be metameya yadayim. If you get your hands dirty, I don't know, scratch here, there, touch something dirty. Dafka, if you mechayev yourself in an additional requirement of the Tilis Adayim. There's a whole discussion where if you do that, you have a battle of takana, if you have a mark at the beginning of a second Tila, they say, what kind of bro? There's no such takana, which we spoke about a little bit last time as well. Any questions? Sorry for going so fast, so we have to really cover a lot of ground. Good. Now let's get down to the real, real basics. The real basics are, what is the, aside from the mitzvah of matzah, the only other potential mitzvah of Seder night, which is daraisa, is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we had discussed, Rabosai, the issue that there may be more than one din in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know, the old Tzvei Dinim business. And Tzvei Dinim of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is reviewing are the two Mishnayos here in Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Al. The first Mishnah says towards the end of it, Masla B'Gnus, the Messiah B'Shvach, the Dorish B'Rami Ovid Ovi, Hachim Kol HaParsha Kula. The second Mishnah says, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, we had suggested that they really Tzvei Dinim. According to the Rami, maybe come from two different Psukim. First, Tzvei Dinim, and the second from Vigad Levincho, clearly the second Mishnah is talking about the Sipur, the Haggadah with respect to Pesach Matzamara. That's Rabbi Gamliel Omer. The first seems to be freestanding. I told you, according to the Rami, Zochas Yom HaZeh, it's found in Pesach Gimel of Perek and Gimel and Shvot. They haven't even gotten to the Matzah Moriah. So that's a freestanding mitzvah. Whereas the second Mishnah is referring to Vigat Lebincha, which is a mitzvah which is connected to Pesach Matzah and Moro. And that's what the Gemara is discussing on Amud Beis. So number one, maybe an afkamina for women. It's possible that women are only chayiv in the second one, because they're chayiv in Pesach and Matzah Moro. And they were the chayiv in the Sipur of the second Mishnah, with Galil Omer. But it might be potter from the first Sipur, because the first Sipur is only a Zechira, it's the Mishnah Sensations, Mount Groma, Noshim Peturas. You mentioned the Mishnah Brewer says that the Mishareses, who's busy in the kitchen, mentions she comes in for Rabbi Gamliel Omer. That seems to be enough there, yes?
If Avor Zeh is referring to the second din of Sipur Mitzrayim, Dahan Yu Rabbi Gamliel, so why in the Haggadah does it come so early?
Yeah, it's true. Yochav Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. A good question. The Drosh of Chazal is at the very beginning of the Haggadah, and the way we're suggesting, it's really limited to the Rabbi Gamliel Omer part. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't think it's a terrible question. It's a question. It's not a fatal question. It's a question. It's a good question. Let's go a little bit further about that. There is a Gemara over here on the Kuf Tazayin of the Beis, which tells us that Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes were the ones who were the said the Haggadah for the whole group around the table. So before Shigamara, they say Shomea Kaona. So we saw that the stipler was bothered. How can that be? How can it be a Shomea Kaona by Vigata Levincha? You have to tell your son yourself, not through some surrogate. So some suggest there were no sons here. That's a little bit difficult, no one had a son. So we had made an interesting suggestion that although there are two derushas from Vigata Levincha, one is Pshuto Shemikra, tell your son. And one is a fancy drasha, Bab Rezeh, Shoshim Matzimah Menoch Lefanecha. Two don't go together. You tell your son. That's the first part of the Sipur. That's the long story. Maskel B'Gnus, the Messiah B'Shvach. This is what you must impart to your son as Vigata Lebincha. The second part, what we call the Rambam's Haggadah. The two pages, just the Rabbi Gamliel Omer until the end, that is derived from B'shoshes Matzimah Menoch Lefanecha, and that, Rabbosai, there's no need to communicate to anybody else. You already communicated everything else. You had to spend an hour on the whole Seder. So therefore, it's arguable, at least arguable, that Shomer Ka'on is limited to the second Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, but might not apply to the first Mishnah, which is the din of the broader din of Sipur, which may require personal interaction. Personal interaction. Again, this goes back a little bit to what we discussed about Shomer Ka'on with respect to Pesumenis and the Gemitzvahs, with the Avnei Nezer. You know, it could be that this Gemara is a kasha against it. One answer might be, according to the Sefer Chinuch, no, that this is only going on Pesach Matzah Morda Gedin. But the basic din, you have to say without Shomer Ka'ona, not just because of the direct connection, because you don't say Shomer Ka'ona for Pesumeni Semitzvahs. Again, I'm just being Makata now, but this is another possible nafkamina between the first part and the second part of Sibutius Mitzrayim. And again, maybe it's only required to have matzah mor menachal lefanecha when you say Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Some poskim say you return the matzahs to the Seder, not right away, but when you get up to Rabbi Gamliel Omer, then and only then are the matzahs put back. That'll be this kind of awkwardness ha-shulchan. Right? Awkwardness ha-shulchan, right over here, sugya on Kuf Tez Zayin Amud Beis. In front of this one, in front of this one, in front of the other one. Who are you? Right? The whole discussion. So, when it comes to this idea, where is it? It's not here. Previous stuff? Where's the Gemara? Okunes HaShulchan. Oh, previous stuff. Kuf Tet Zav Beis. Okunes HaShulchan. You quote the Rov Rishon. Okun means what? What does Okun mean? What does Okun mean according to Rov Rishon? No. You remove it. Rashi says you pick it up. Rabbi says it means you remove it. So when do you put it back? You got to put it back at some point or other. When do you put it back? It has to come back. Anybody? When do you put it back?
Rambam says for
Rambam Gamliel. For Rambam Gamliel. So the Rambam says so. So that indicates that's the part of the Haggadah which is connected to Matzah Morah, B'mochel Lefanecha. And the previous part, not. That was the right one, the right that I brought. The Rambam has devised Haggadah really in two. This is an important halacha. And I add an extra twist to both sides. My twist was, coming up to Shabbos HaGadol. All right, it's a minig to say the HaGadol. It says the Gemara, no. Yochel Mirosh Chodesh, Ma'as Ma'am, no. So on a simple level, the Rambam says, Vilna Gaon, I never meant to Yotze now. Don't bring me a riot from the HaGadol. It's not Yotze, I'm just giving a minig. But we had to be a little more sophisticated and suggest, no, the Rambam, even in his minig, was mindful of the Gemara's kasha. Why? Because the Rambam writes in the Taflamit, the beginning of the Pesach, minutes of Shabbos Agado, the Agado, until he says Lechaper al kol amonosei. By now, you should know the answer. What's the next word in Agado? By the way, on Thursday, everyone has to be in Agado. Thursday, everyone has to have Agado. Tomorrow, I'm not sure what's happening tomorrow. You may have early Shia, twice Shia. You may have Lecha Mishnah tomorrow. I mean, I don't know. Depends on what we're going to figure, but. Thursday for sure after we get Agoda. That's for sure. So what's the next word after what? Who was it? Rabbi Gamliel Omer. So there are more strange or more. You already said 90% of that Agoda. Finish already. Nope. Because the Vilna Gaon is right. Yochel Mirosh Chodesh. But that's only that one page of that Agoda from Gamliel Omer until the end. But the rest of it, we said the Rambam should be called Tzchira. Should be called Agoda. So that we suggested that's a second in. And then, it's another possibility, Rabbi Osai. We mentioned this at the very end. What about the Yacha Chatzos? The Yacha Chatzos. What kind of status does that have? So my Rebbe in the Yortzeit Shirim suggested that Tzvei didn't. There's a big problem. Why? The Belozim and Azariah holds after Chatzos, you turn into a pumpkin. Right? You can't be Yotzei Matzah, you can't be Yotzei Korban Pesach. Nothing. Yet, the Belozim and Azariah, when he was in Bnei Barak, was sitting there all night. What was he doing there? At Chatos, he'd have checked out, goodbye, Laila Tov. No, you're going to get a good night's sleep. I mean, it's all over. It's already Chatos. So we had a number of answers. Some say you want to follow the Rabbim. Some say it's Rabbi Akiva's time of Bnei Brak. Right? But my Rebbe suggested that no, that you could fulfill the independent mitzvah of Sipur Yisus Mitzrayim. He went into the idea of the Hilchos Pesach. Okay, that could be fulfilled even beyond Chatzos. Chatzos is only the deadline with respect to a Korban Pesach and whatever's connected to Korban Pesach, Matzah, right, and Sipur Yisus Mitzrayim is part of the Korban Pesach. It's an interesting question. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, a person ate matzah after chatzos. It's a pshat. It's enough for the Gemara. You're not yotzi, right? What does the Gemara say? The Lashon of the Gemara is instructed. What does it say in the Gemara? The Lashon of the Gemara is critical. Ochal matzah b'zman hazeh kuf chafu mebeiz. Acha atot to Elazar ben Azaria lo yotzi yedei chovosa. Pshita. Came in this Pesach the Pesach and Pesach Dami. You might have thought, no. Ma'atemo after Akromi Akesha. Kamash Malon. Luchi Adri Krol. And Milsa Kamaisa Ahadra. What do you mean? After Achmona Me Akesha. What does that mean? What does that mean? It says over here, it says the Rashbam, because of different Pesach. Shiva Sheshom Tochol. Matzah Mashi Rishos. Of Shes Rishos. Lali Rishon, Nami B'mashma, Afki Rachmona Bekesha, right? Kamash Malon, when it says Be'erav Tochlu Matzis, it's connected still to Korban Pesach. Remember we had all those Achronim said not that way. The Zeicha Yitzhak and others say, no, that's Svei Dinim, Rabosai. It's a din of Be'erav Tochlu Matzis and a separate din of Matzach Sher de Pischa. You can begin to wonder, according to that logic, what should emerge? The person in Kazayis Matzah b'zman hazeh lo zeh techatzos lo yotze means lo yotze the chiyuv of matzah which is related to Korban Pesach with this hekesh hadru the krah. But maybe there's another dimension of matzah. Erev Tochel matzah is an independent mitzvah. Maybe you really were yotze. Lo yotze means you weren't yotze because you weren't yotze the full din. You're only yotze half. That's a possibility. It's not clear in the Gemara and the Rishonim, but certainly it's food for thought. Food for thought. This is very important. So now, once we're here about saying the sugya of openness of shulchan on that kuf that's a little bit based, let's take a little bit, spend a little bit more time on this nakuda. Okay, a little bit more time on this nakuda of openness of shulchan. It's an important nakuda about saying a very important nakuda. A very important nakuda. I'm going to give you a little bit of tomorrow. What I plan to do tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to start the chazara. And the last part of the Gemara. Remember that Kufi Zayin and Ches, Kufi Tes and Chof. Those last pieces I'll be tomorrow. But I may also want to do some highlights of the Chazara of Perakol Shah. My conscience still bothers me. Some of these are Alocha Lamais. We spoke about it. What's Moror and what's this? Not the Lumbus. I gave up on that already. The Lumbus of Kol Shah, I can't do Chazara. I don't have the time. Chitin and Oires and Belila Rock. I love to. Maybe we should find an opportunity to talk about it, but I'm going to run out of time for that. But the Mola Maisadik apart, Shalachem, I want to do a Chazar on that tomorrow. So I have to try to figure out how much time I'm going to need. We may have either a double header or maybe we'll start earlier. I haven't figured it out. As I told you, tomorrow may be a little extra. See how it goes. But for today, we only have another 10 minutes. I want to just discuss these in Yanim. So we can sort of finish these sugyas, although again, as we shall see, the sugya kuf tetzav and kuf chaf are related. We already had a connection between the two. It's going to come back again, I think, tomorrow as well. But let's just discuss this issue. What does it mean, Oakland? So Rashi has a pshat against everybody in the whole wide world. Vein Oakland is Hashulman says Rashi, the last Rashi on kuf tetzav and beis, ein tzorach lahad bia koro. Remember we had the Rashi back on the Mishnah. He said the Rashi denied the whole idea of removing anything. Why? Because Rashi said he feels the fun of his Yerukas. Right? The first Havo is plain. You're right? Plain Yerukas. There was no concept according to Rashi of uprooting something and bringing it back. I had carried the Tinokas. No. The mitzvah, you pick it up. That's the carrot of Tinokas. And that's what you and I do, Rabbosai. That's what you and I do. We don't take anything away from the table. We pick up the Korah, Lachmani, everyone does that. It's a Minig Yisrael. Minig Yisrael to follow Rashi. Right? The Rush quotes both Pshatim. Either he held like Rashi and the other Rishonim, or he said on his own the idea of picking up the Korah as his own post-Talmudic innovation. But we could suggest it's based upon Rashi. He says, pick it up. Hey, am I right? Rabbi, your Seder, they pick up the Korah. Who picks up the Korah by Holach Manus? Is it picked up or not? Yes or no? Yeah. Who does not pick up the Korah by Holach Manus? Everybody does. Where did it come from? Where is it? According to Rashi, it's in the Gemara. That's what Ogun means. You pick it up. Everyone picks it up. Maybe we'll find Rashi whether we realize it or not. Rashi HaKodesh. Okay? But everyone else seems to learn Ogun means you take it away. Where do you take it to? Where do you take it to? Out of the room. Out of the room, right? Take the table. Out of the room. Out of the room, of course. Says Tosis, well, you know, wait a minute. It's too hard for us to do such a thing. Lama opens a shulchan, says Tosis, Dafka shalahen, shen titanim. Abel shalonu shen gedolim. Ika torah godo bakiroso. Nogu l'salek ha-ka'oro l'tzarechot. The Levi Kakira Shulchan. All you have to do, instead of picking up the whole table, it's too much. So what do? You pick up the Kara. I would have said, take the Kara out of the room. That's not too heavy. All right, granted, it's too heavy to take the whole table out of the room. Table, you know, you do weightlifters to pick up some of our tables. But to take the Kara out of the room? Why don't you do that? I begin to wonder, why is Tosis getting, let us get away? So easy. Mamish. So easy. Why? Why don't you just take the entire Kara out of the room completely? That's what I would have said. Okay. But Tosin says, no, just move it to the side. Move it to the side. There is a Rav Yoh about it, which is move it to the side. But he also says you cover it. Now covering, we get some pshat, it's based on the Gemara back at the beginning of the parak, that instead of being ogre as a shulchan, it's not to be pores mapo mekadesh. The priestess map itself is the equivalent of akira. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says, we cover. So then what's our akira in effect? When we cover the matzis by matzah before the manishtana, Isn't that what's done in every Seder? I think every Seder prints. Every Haggadah prints that way, no? What is the print? Have a Haggadah with me. Open it up. Have a nice Haggadah. What does it say? It says you have Holach V'Anya. I'm sure it's going to say you pick up the Kara. I'm sure it'll say that. Let's make sure it's right. Pick up the Kara. Yeah. Put down the Kara. And he says, U'misalka l'tzeh shulchan. Look at this. Minchas Hashem. What? He really means that? Oh, Aruch HaShulchan. That's one I got to have in front of me today. I also have another I got in front of me today. Hilchas Chag B'Chag. Bir HaGodesh of Pesach. Let's see. He has it here. Oh no, he only has a beer. He doesn't have HaGodesh. Okay. I only have one I got it today. And he actually, believe it or not, says he moved it to the side. I never heard of moving to the side. The Magen Avraham said he don't move it to the side. What's he saying? I don't know. What's the Melon of Rome say? Why move to the side? Because it doesn't mean anything to our children nowadays. How do I interpret that to mean? The Bismana Gemara is a concept. You finished eating, so you're a Mesalik. It's Nafkamina for Nichus Brachas. You're a Mesalik for Fonel, the Acharel. And Tos says, oh no, ain't on a Regila Mekach. That's what I think the Melon of Rome means. The Mishavur doesn't like the Melon of Rome. He rejects it. That's why Rabbi Weiss put over here the Mesalik and Sashulchan to the side. He's a Mishavur man, not a Melon of Rome man. Okay, but I'm an Aruch HaShulchan man. I go one step past that. That's enough to discover it. Rabbi say, in this room, who moves the car to the end of the Shulchan? Nobody. So everyone's an Aruch HaShulchan man. Okay, so that's the meaning that we have as far as the Akira is concerned. Interestingly, the Mordechai suggests the Pshat that what we do today is not a new development. It's Managamar, they picked up the table, and now you pick up the Kara. No! The word Shulchan means Kara. Midi the Michla Mikri Shulchan. Even in the time of the Gemara, they only picked up the Kara. There's even a Rashi that way, because Rashi says, Ein Ogun Es HaShulchan, And Sarah like Bia Kara. It's a different shot what it means, but it certainly has the concept of Shulchan meaning Kara in Rashi already. So these are the concepts of Akira Sashul. Everyone with me so far? Down to the last 3 minutes. Just a few of the highlights, just very briefly, of the remaining Gemaras. It's a question of Patros and Milomar, Manishtana. What that means, according to some, it means that you don't have to say the words Manishtana yourself. That's one pshat in the Ramah, that the Bala Seder does not say Manishtana, only the kids say Manishtana. Some say it means you don't even say the Manishtanas. As long as you ask any other question, Manishtana is a scripted test. If you look at the Mishnah says, Avim Malamdo, your father tells you, you script him the Manishtana. But if he asks a question of his own, it's even better. You don't have to bother with asking the question of Manishtana. We have the question of some say Manishtana is a Omer HaKore. The Rambam says, everyone has said the Manishtana. Well, at least the Bala Seder said the Manishtana. And this whole article by Dr. Steiner about what is it a question? Is it one question? Is it four questions? I can't go into that whole Arichas right now. There is an amazing Maharil, at least according to our text printed in every Maharil. If you say Patros, Miloma Manashtana means Manashtana, etc., you skip all the way to Rabbi Gamliel Omer. So, Pile Ploy Mamish. So, I'm going to give you a half an answer. According to Maishtikul Torah, there are two parts of the Agon. The first part is the longer part. And that longer part, that's where you fulfill the Vigata Labincha. And then we said, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, it's not Vigata Labincha, that's why Shemei Agona works. That's what we are suggesting. So, Maharil took it a step further and said that the entire first part of the Agona, the majority part, until the Chabak Labon Asenu, that's in order to have a Shaila Tshuva. Right? It's all in order to all you're saying should be inspire more and more questions. But once your son has a question before you even started, you can skip the whole thing. I mean, we know no one's passing away. It could be the Girsa is not the right Girsa. But this is just to mention to you that such a possibility exists, a striking possibility. Amazing. There's an issue of Haroses, the Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok versus the Tanakama. The Rambam seems to contradict himself from the Pirush Mishnayos to the Mishnah Torah. With a number of different answers, he changed his mind on this. You have to have a chila of kazayas of charos, according to one girsa in the Mordechai. We assume it's just a condiment. Just dip it in, and you should not leave it for long, and you should shake it off. People love the charos; they don't want to shake it off. But what are you going to do? You can't fight people. And then finally, there's a whole discussion about when you pour the second cup, the child's supposed to ask for himself. And the last thing is ishta. So Ishto is found over here in the Sugya of Osai on the Kuf Tet Zayin Omen Aleph, Ishto Sho'aloso, etc. It doesn't prove that a woman is Chayiv and Sipur. All it means is that you have a Sapra to her. The Rambam prefers speaking to her and speaking to your friend. We explain why. Because we suggest that the Chayiv is to take to your son who's under Bar Mitzvah. So that's what you got under Bar Mitzvah. Once he's under Bar Mitzvah, he's already Chayiv on his own. So your wife, as a woman, as a female, it's partner from one aspect, or maybe both aspects potentially, of Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim. Maybe she's partner from everything. If she's partner from everything, then how come she's chayav in Arba Kaisis? Arba Kaisis are in fact connected with the Haggadah. So we suggested maybe she's only chayav in the drinking aspect, right? The drinking from the four cups, the drinking with the Recheris, not the Sidur Brach Alakos. If she's partner from something, it's better to tell her than to tell somebody who's chayev completely. A very brief overview of us. We're way out of time. Tomorrow we'll have shiur. Again, I don't know when shiur's going to be. We may have two shiur tomorrow. It depends on what we're holding. We'll try to condense it into one. So a little bit earlier. We'll see what we'll do. Okay. Consultation.